NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Here we go.
There is power, so much power, power in the name of Jesus. Power.
Come on, clap your hands.
So much power, there's power in the name.
Can I sing a verse right here? Listen.
And Lord, I want to be healed. My body's all filled with soul. He said, Lord, I want to live.
Jesus reached out and touched him, and all of his soul went away.
Just like he healed that man that day, he'll take your sickness away. Cause there's power.
Come on, church.
So much power.
I'll say it again. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, grave, where is your sting? For sin is the thing that results in death. And the law gives sin its power. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory over sin. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody else?
Whenever you think about the condition of our world, whenever you watch the news, whenever you read the newspaper, there's always bad news. It kind of makes you long for a place that the Bible talks about where the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest. I want to put it in song, express the way I feel. I want to go where the thunder don't roar.
Where the thunder don't roar.
There where chilly winds don't blow.
Chilly winds don't blow.
I want to go above where the rain don't blow.
When I leave this world
to return.
To return.
When I leave, when I leave,
yeah.
Oh yeah. Let me say that one more time. I wanna go boom 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 boom. What a thunder don't roll.
Where the thunder don't roll.
Wanna go somewhere where chilly winds don't blow. Well, the rain don't fall. When I leave, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. When I leave, to return, won't have to cry no more, to return, won't have to die no more. Won't be loud, oh, no, no. Oh yeah, to return. Won't have to deal with heart attacks and strokes and sugar diabetes, high blood pressure. To return. Come that morning, yeah, when this life is over, gonna fly away and be at rest. To return. What a great day it's gonna be, yeah, yeah. To return.
Follow you ahead, see the wind to myself. the morning when the mercies are new. In the evening when the day is done. And in the middle when my soul needs reminding, you're still good, you're so good. In the waiting when my heart is confused, in the trusting when my hope feels lost, and in the harvest when I'm holding the promise, you're still good, you're so good. After all of these years, you're still good, you're so good. Come on, church. After all of these years, you're still, you're so good. Lift those hands and worship. Oh. In the morning, in the morning, when the mercies are new. In the evening, when the day, and in the middle, when my soul needs reminding, you're still good, you're so good. After all of these years, you're still, the Lord, how he's made ways out of no ways for you, how he's opened doors for you. After all of these, you're still good, you're so. From generation to generation, there's no boundaries to greatness. No eye has seen, it has heard, you're not done yet. From generation to generation, there's no boundaries to his greatness. No eye has seen, it has heard, you're not done yet. Can we make that confession tonight? Say, generation, my children will know that you're the God that will not fail. Come on. Your life, say.
Cause after all of these years, you're still come on, no music, Dante. Come on, raise it.
Open up your mouth in this place and give God a shout. Can you release a sound that sounds like after all these years? Now that sounds like 6 months. I'm saying, can you release a sound? I mean, can the sound man release a sound? Can the camera man release a sound? I need people in this room with a real testimony. I need people who have history with Jesus. Open up your mouth and release the sound that you understand. After all these years, you're still good. You're still faithful. You're still kind. You're still loving. You're still merciful. You're still full of grace.
You're tuned into the Stella Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beats in the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ. Give you another track.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase, fellowship, inspire.
Showcase, fellowship, inspire. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
like Jesus all night tonight. Is that all right? Lock your hands right there. Next try goes like this. Y'all ready? Yeah. I'm alive again because Jesus lives in me. You got it? I'm alive again because Jesus lives in me. You say it. I'm alive again because Jesus is in me. Come on, church.
I'm alive again because Jesus is in me.
Say it, y'all.
I'm alive again because Jesus is in me.
Go ahead and testify.
I'm alive again
because
Jesus is in me.
Say it,
y'all.
Say it.
I'm alive again because Jesus is in me.
All right, we're going to get it right here. Right here. Well, my folk got used to be in the club. I need you to dance right here.
I'm home. loved me like you. All my life I looked a million ways, now I'm holding to your grace. And you fought for my wrongs, fought for me, showing a million ways that nothing could keep your love. No one loves me like you.
I gaze upon you now. I lift my eyes to see your glory and your power. My thirst and one desire, you're better than this life. Your never-ending love is all that satisfies. Oh, and all I want is to be face to face. And all I want is to be face to face. Oh God, you are my help. You bring me safely through. Your presence overshadows and draws me close to you. And all I want is to be face to face. And my flesh cries out for you. My heart and my soul, my flesh cries out for more of you, Jesus. My heart and my soul, my flesh cries out for you, Jesus. My heart, oh, my soul, oh, my flesh cries out for you. When I finally cross over and my time on earth is done, there every heart will gather
to worship at your throne. When I finally crossed over and I hear you say, well done, yeah, oh, well, the saints and angels gather to worship you alone. And all I want is to be face to face. Yeah, Jesus, all I want is to be face to face. I want more of you in my heart, oh my heart, my soul, yes, my flesh cries out for you, Jesus, my heart and my soul, yeah, and my flesh cries out for you, oh, oh, oh my. My flesh cries out for you. And all I want is to be face to face. All I want is to be face to face.
favorite gospel hit plays here.
Thank you.
anybody that becomes a meme when you think about all you've done. Do I have any thankful people in the house? Can you lift your hands? I know you've been here all night, but can you worship him now? Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for every way you've made. Thank you for every door you've opened. Thank you for every time you healed me. Thank you for every time you delivered. Thank you for every time you restored. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you for providing for me. Thank you for reconciling me with my family. Can I get any honest people that know that God did something you couldn't do for yourself?
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m., at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Do you have a what you're gonna do when we speak your name. Power is released as we bow down before you. Every demon has to flee.
Thank you.
When someone decides to follow Christ, their life is changed forever. Death turns to life. Despair changes to hope. Dark becomes light. It's a deep, quiet moment that could easily be kept hidden. But a change this profound can't stay a secret for long. It's time for the world to see what God has done. For we were once in darkness, but now we are light in the Lord. Baptism is an act of faith. It's a celebration. A beacon cutting through the fog. A message to the world that a lost cause has been redeemed. That God is here, and He is transforming lives. So embrace this moment.
You're tuned in to this Stella Warden Internet Radio Station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beat.
Mixing
the beat. In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ. Hit me with another track.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase, fellowship, inspire.
Showcase, fellowship, inspire.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, start to fall. And all those lonely roads that I traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it. Well, there was Jesus in the way, and in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I feel or where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going.
shadows of the alley.
There was Jesus.
Yes, sir. thinks he did a good job of raising me. My daddy made me, and he taught me how to be a man. But I can't give him the credit for saving me, and I can't give him the credit for killing me.
Take it to the water, body going under. And when I come up, I can feel the sun shining on my face. And like a janitor, you got me cleaned up. You made me a believer. The blind mark on my soul has been erased. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of. Enough to give you through your word I made you. All of my mistakes have been washed away forever changed. And like a baby I'm taking no steps. And if I fall I know you're right there. I'm holding on as you lead me the right way. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of.
Special dedication to all of the mothers that's under the sound of my voice. I did not say to all of the women who had children, for you can have a house full of children and not know the first thing about being a mother. Mothers know what it means to make special sacrifices for the family. Listen to the words.
For the night. Charm. For the night I sat up with you,
I wish I would open up and give Jesus a prayer. Right there. Hey, I am. I'm a designer's original. I am. I'm not white. I am. By his stripes, I am. I'm living in the I am. I praise in the I am. I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am what God designed.
Somebody say it. Somebody ought to raise their hand. I see you, Trina. I see you. Can y'all just raise it? Just raise your volume a little bit higher. Let me hear you declare it. Say it, say it. I am. Everybody say it. Come on. That theme is just in here tonight. Because you are, I am because of you, I am what you designed me to be. Somebody must need to be reminded that you are everything that God created you to be. And you cannot force into your destiny.
Yeah. Sometimes you go all out of your way.
just to help someone who have found the soon they get on their feet. You know what they'll do. They get on the telephone, call everybody in town. Said you ain't no good. But in the
working and trying to get busy up in here. He couldn't sing like he wanted to. Those of you that's from Tupelo, y'all know he can sing. And let me tell you something. I find Satan back in hell where he belongs. I have a church folks up in here. Stretch forth your hand right now. Stretch, if I got some saved folks in here, stretch forth your hand right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humble as we know how. We ask you to touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you got to go. Satan, you have no authority here. Satan, get out of here. And we say in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. On our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25. Or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning Internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
We're online 24-7, 24-7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beat.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase, fellowship, inspire. Showcase, fellowship, inspire.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Above all I could ask to think, you meet my needs.
runs on. My cup runs on. Over and over. I receive every blessing you have for me. For my good friend who sits high and pours out.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m., at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com for the top 10 video countdown of the month. And now let's welcome back Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Siler City, North Carolina. Good morning, Pastor Wilson.
Good morning to all who are joining us for worship today. And thanks to the NFI Radio broadcast and their 100,000 regular listeners for keeping this airways going on. Today we're going to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter and the 5th verse. Proverbs 3 and 5, a very familiar passage of Scripture. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3 and 5. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we come now in the name of your Son, Jesus. Humbly submitting ourselves to the mercies of God. And first of all, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, kind Father. You've been so good to us. You better us to even be to our own. And we thank you because you look beyond all our faults and saw our need. Oh, we invoke your Holy Spirit to come now and rest, rule, and abide, lead, and guide this service. Hallelujah. You lead and I follow. You speak. And I'll open my mouth in the name of Jesus. Declare your word on your people today. Somebody need to be delivered. Somebody need to be set free. Somebody's eyes need to be opened to the light of your holy and inspired word. Somebody need to be brought up off of a bed of affliction. Somebody is in the muck and the clay and need to rise up out of that sinking sand and stand on the solid rock of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go heavenly dove into the byways and the highways. Compel men and women to come into Christ. And what must I do? Yell out. What must I do to be saved? Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch, heal, deliver, and set the captives free in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, and the 5th verse says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Look at that. It says, lean not unto thine own understanding. And I want to use for a subject today, listen to God's voice. Listen to God's voice. You know, sometimes we listen to all kind of voices. We need to listen only to God's voice. That's right. He is the creator God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be his name. Hallelujah. Because his kingdom is to come. Listen to God's voice. The first thing a lot of people will say when they need direction or understanding is they'll start off telling you what somebody else told them, what somebody said. You can ask them. They can talk about you, about car insurance, anything, you know, and they trying to save money on car insurance, and they comparing what somebody else told them and said, well, I don't pay for so-and-so, and I don't do this. What? I'm going, yeah, you need to go into this and that. And, yeah, but they going by their understanding. Your situation totally different. You driving a different car. You have a different driving record. You live in a different neighborhood. Everything is different. You're not comparing apples to apples. In other words, you can't lean to their understanding. You need to go with an understanding that's for you, that is directing for your path. That's right. And so trying to get your relationship or your marriage back on track. And this message today, if you're having any situation with relationships or someone that you're in a relationship with, you need to listen today. Text somebody and tell them that they better hurry up and get on. This is for you today because you need to listen to God's voice. You're trying to get your relationship and your marriage back on track, back on the right path, because you have gotten thrown off of path, right? Something happened in this situation. Sometimes things happen, and you're listening to all kind of folks, you know. You're talking about, well, somebody said I ought to do this. Somebody said I wouldn't put up with it. I wouldn't do this and that. Well, it's easy for them to say because, number one, it's not them and all this, but you need to trust in the Lord and lean not unto their understanding and nor your understanding, and all your ways acknowledge God. And guess what? He will, through his Holy Spirit, he will direct your path. When you hear someone diagnosed with a serious disease such as cancer, listen to me now. When you hear someone diagnosed with a serious disease such as cancer, I notice you wouldn't look down on that person, would you? That's right, you wouldn't. Would you ridicule that person? No. Would you walk out on that person and say, I'm just going to leave you here to suffer on your own and just walk away from you? Would you do that? No. So would you not try to help that person? Of course you would. So you'll feel sorry for them. You'll check on them. You'll tell other folks you need to check on them. You will pray earnestly for that person. The church will even get up and have prayer for the person and do all that they can that they feel like spiritually and physically. Stay with me now. Then why wouldn't you, the same person, same Christian now, the same one who's supposed to be their loved one, why wouldn't you not feel sorry for a person that's hooked on drugs or alcohol? Uh-oh, stay with me now. Why don't you check on them? Why don't you want to help them? Why wouldn't you pray earnestly for that person? See, what you don't realize or don't understand is both the one with the cancer and the one with the addiction are both sick. Do you hear me? An old man from my home church said, talked this to me many years ago, and it never left me. If a person is overtaken with anything, it is a sickness. They both are sick. A person with an addiction is just as sick as a person with cancer or any other disease. They both are very sick. And they both have a slow-killing disease. And not only does it affect the person with it, but it affects those who are all around them. A disease is defined as a disorder or function in a human, especially a disorder that has a known cause and a distinctive group of symptoms and signs that affect the body. In other words, we see here now then, both are sick spiritually, and the sickness manifests itself or shows up in the physical. Stay with me now. You need to fight in both situations the same way. That's right. In a spiritual way, while you pay attention to their physical state of being. Oh, well, you might say, well, Pastor, what you don't understand is the one on drugs and alcohol did it to themselves And that's why I can't have any mercy on them. Well, first of all, you're right. I don't understand because I cannot lean to my own understanding. So how do I know differently? Because I acknowledge God, I acknowledge His Holy Spirit, and He directed or gave the knowledge and understanding that we don't know what we think we know. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, you don't know what you think you know. Secondly, more than likely, listen to me now, the one with the cancer or whatever disease also did it to themselves. Huh? What you mean by that? Check it out. Most diseases start from something we are eating, breathing, or exposed to a point or degree that is settled in a weak part of the body. And whatever organ is in that immediate area will be the place the disease inhabits or enter into the cell. It'll be the place where that disease harbors or make its attack. And unless there is some strong fighting back or strong resistance, it can destroy that person. Furthermore, in neither situation can the person tell you when it actually attacked them or the very instance it became a habit or the state as a disease. Are you listening? In other words, it is warfare both spiritually and physically, regardless of whose fault it is. Lean not to your own understanding. Sometimes we want a good reason just to be able to put someone down. A good reason to look down on someone, or a good reason just to hate. But my Bible tells me in Galatians, the 6th chapter, listen to me, church folk, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such as one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. What is it saying? It's saying, you brethren, church folks, Christians, if you find anyone in a fault, since you're so spiritual, restore such in the spirit of meekness. Go to them, gentle and meekness, go to them with a humble, a caring spirit. Consider yourself, because one day you could fall to the same temptation. Oh, you may say, oh, I never fall to drugs, alcohol, and you may not. But it could be something else. Could be just cannot stop drinking sodas, cannot stop midnight rambling, just cannot stop lying, just cannot stop backbiting, just cannot stop just not believing and having faith in God. You still have become a victim of a sickness that have affected you spiritually. Well, I'm here to tell you, life is a two-way street. Yes, the person that's the victim, especially in a situation of drugs or habit, that person, yes, need our help and our prayers. But when you look at it on the other side, that same person also made a vow or a commitment to you if you're in a relationship with them. And then they say they will honor you in sickness and in health. Well, you're in good health. So why aren't you being honored? You in good health. And why aren't you being committed to? Huh? No one should wait until you're sick to honor a person. What about all these years and all of this time? Why hadn't they already honored you? Why both was in good health? And didn't they say they would cherish you? Didn't they say they would honor you and take care of you? Well, have you been cherished? I'm talking about after the first date. Have you? And so the one that's giving you hell on earth is the one that you chose. That's right. You chose that person, more likely. So you just had to have them. Didn't lean to God in all their ways. didn't ask God, didn't trust God, didn't lean, all you did was just lean to your own understanding, regardless of how limited your understanding was. Stay with me now. The old folk had a saying, you made the bed hard, now lay in it. In other words, let's see now who fought. It really is. But there's hope. Somebody say hope. There's hope. Let's keep hope alive. Our God, our hope is in Jesus. Tell him thank you. All our sins and our grief, he will bear. Regardless who fault it is, regardless who made the mistake, regardless how low you may go, all our sins and grief, he will bear. What a privilege. It's a privilege. When do we get the privilege? At the cross. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Have a little talk with Jesus. Prayer is nothing more than talking with God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Don't lean now on social media, but lean on God. Oh, I'm reminded of a song that someone sung, said, I've learned to lean and depend on Jesus. And I learned to lean and trust in the Lord. For if I trust him, he will provide. I've learned to lean on Jesus' everlasting arms. Oh, what a fellowship. Oh, what a joy, divine leaning and depending. Oh, what a blessedness. Oh, what a peace of mind. I've learned to lean on Jesus. Everlasting arms. Oh, you're leaning now into the wrong arms. See, you're crying into someone else's arm who can only talk to you and pat you on your back. Huh? Can only lean to their own understanding. But you need to lean to Jesus' everlasting arms. Oh, he won't turn his back on you. He won't scandalize your name. He won't tell your secrets. He won't look down on you. He will look beyond all your faults and see your needs. But if you will learn to lean to Jesus, lean to God, your weeping may endure just only for that night, only for that moment of despair. And I tell you now, it's a promise in the word of God that joy will come in your morning of relief and deliverance. In other words, if you trust him, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things be added on. Oh, I dare you to trust him in all thy ways, not just try him out and quit, but press your way and keep pressing it. Press your way to a mark of a higher calling in Christ Jesus. Oh, for Jesus is the way. He is the truth and he is the light. Oh, he will light up your pathway so you can see which way to go. He'll light up your pathway so you won't step into a booby trap. But you can't get to the Father unless you come through the Son. You say, well, I want the person delivered. If you really want them delivered, then you need to fight for them. That's right. Be like a physical therapist now and help them work it back. And yes, I warn you now, they're going to resist. They're going to make excuses. And it's going to be a struggle. But look up towards heaven's way. Oh, and cry out to God and say, Lord, help me to hold out. My way may not seem easy right now, but you did not say that it would be easy. When it gets dark and I can't see my way, you told me to put my trust in thee. And that's why I'm asking you, Lord, help me to hold out. I'm begging you, I'm asking you, Lord, help me to hold out until my change come. Oh, and your change will come if you faint not. You may ask, well, why do I have to be the one who fight for them? Why does it have to be me to have to go through all this? Because you're the one who chose to be with them. Now deal with the package you ordered. You had the package now too long. You can't send it back. And so you're going to have to deal with it. But there's still hope. Say hope. Oh, don't lean to your own understanding because there is a way to fix this. By the way, you can't fix it yourself. That's why it's been going so long, because you trying to fix them. You can't fix them. You can't even fix yourself. So how are you going to fix someone else? Stay with me now. Turn it over to an expert that's in the field of fixing people. Well, who in the world is that? Turn it over to somebody and don't lean to your own understanding, and don't even lean to my understanding. But if you want a referral, I know a man. I know a man. I know a man who can fix it. I know a man where you can take it to. I know a man who can fix a broken heart. He can fix a hurt spirit. Oh, I'm reminded of a popular song from the 70s that said, I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do. I could never see tomorrow. I was never told about the sorrow. So I was left with the question, how can you mend a broken heart? How can you stop the rain from falling down? Tell me, how can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round? How can you mend this broken man? Well, how can a loser ever win? I'm going to tell you how. Step out of the way. That's right. Step out of the way and let God fix them. They're crying out to live again. Oh, that's how you're going to mend it. You can't lean to your under. You've tried it and you see it doesn't work. Only body that's getting fixed is you. You get fixed into a state of depression. And you got to think about your children. See, and what you're going to have to do while you're going through this, you're going to have to step out of the way, and your children got to be far removed so they don't get hurt spiritually, physically, or mentally. Listen to me, church. All of this is the end result of a generation that wasn't told about sorrow. The song is right. Was told everything is peaches and cream. A generation you wouldn't let see how you make ends meet. So they think that life always moves to keep them happy and carefree. Now we have two broken hearts, two victims of circumstance, two lives now in a shamble. We now have two lives in a misunderstanding. Well, I know of a man that can take care of all of it. Oh, he's good. He's good. You need to go to him. He's good. He'll even give you a warranty. He'll fix it right the first time. That's right. It won't overcharge you. It'll be right. It'll be right. And the amazing thing about it, he won't order any new parts. He will use what's already there. Can I get a witness? He specializes in restoration. Can restore an old, blemished, broken down, worn out, rusted out, full of diseased body. He can restore it, polish it, and not just to polish it to look fake on the outside, but it'll really be brand new on the inside. In other words, when he get through with it, you'll be a new creature. That's right. As the Bible says, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, listen now. All things are become new. But there's only one thing you're going to have to do. You're going to have to be in Christ to really become a new creature. Oh, I can hear now the old folks say, I looked at my hands and they look new. I looked at my feet and guess what? They did too. I've been changed. He turned my whole life around. Oh, he can do the same thing for you today. And when he does it for you, and he will, because it is his promise at the cross. And when he do it, if anybody asks you, you tell them, listen, tell them, I've been redeemed. That's right, bought back. I've been purchased back. I've been bought for price. That's right. I'm now back in right standing with Almighty God. Oh, you can be righteous without even being perfect. go with me now. We draw the conclusion. Look at our text today, Proverbs, the 3rd chapter and the 5th verse. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and all thy mind, and lean not or don't rely on unto thy own understanding. Listen to God's voice in all you do. In all thy ways acknowledge or recognize him. See, we need to listen to God's voice and recognize him. He shall direct. It didn't say he might think about it and say it could be. It said, and he shall direct or straighten out thy path and keep you on the right track. The 7th verse, be not wise in thy own eyes. In other words, reverently honor with fear. Fear the Lord. Worship him. That's right. And not when it says fear the Lord, it's not talking about be scared of him. Don't be trembling. But reverently honor him with the fear. Worship him and depart from evil. 8th verse, it shall be health to your nerves, to your navel, to your nerves, to the tendons, your muscles. It'll be healthy to you. In other words, it'll strengthen you where you're weak and marrow. So itself, the 8th verse says, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow. It'll be health to our immune system, to thy bones. See, it will build up your immune system. Fear, sadness, and depression weakens an immune system. The 9th verse, honor the Lord with thy substance. See, this is where we're going to lose some people if we ain't careful, because you don't want to honor the Lord with your substance. 9th verse, listen to it now. Honor the Lord with thy substance. They're talking about your money, your stocks, your all of that. And it says, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Not just at the beginning of a year, in January, you want to do first fruits. It says, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. What's increase in the Bible? Income. The 10th verse. So shall thy bonds be filled with plenty. This is the benefit. This is what you get in return. So if you honor him with your income, then so shall thy bones be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out or overflow with new wine. In those days, the way they made wine and pressed those grapes, that was a special process, very intense. And don't go by what you see or what you have in your account. Do you hear me? Have faith in your spiritual account, which has much more in it, or should be, than what's in your bank account. See, don't be afraid to step out on faith and go after your largest dream. See, somebody was telling me, said, well, when I checked on it and they told me the price, it scared me. I didn't ask another question. Where you were going by, you were leaning to your own understanding. You were going by what you saw in your pockets, but you should have been going by what God was ordering in your path, or what's going to be in your benefit and paid for without you even sometimes have to make an effort. Tell God thank you. Tell him thank you. Therefore, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. And in all thy ways, if you will acknowledge him, he shall direct thy path. That's the word. Amen. Plain, straightforward. Yes, strong, firm, and stepping on toes, but it's a word for somebody today. Your breakthrough is through this word. Is there one right now for salvation? Is there one who called and claimed Jesus as their Lord and Savior? See, that habit that have overtaken you have become your Lord. It has. And sometimes the diseases, cancer, and other stuff have become people's Lord. Look at all the attention. Look what it demands from you. Look what it is directed. Look at what it is commanding. Look at what you have to do. And all the attention you had to bow down. Look at how you had to bow down to it. It has become your Lord. You're going to have to pray, step out, work against it, pray against it. Don't accept it. Pray against it, work against it, because God said, I knew you from the beginning, and I've created you, and the plans I have for you is not for you to be sick, and not to hurt you or harm you, but for you to be in good health and do prosper. That's what the word says, and that's what you need to stand on. Speak it. Speak the words, and be careful what you speak first. Too many times, and especially Christians, believers, the first thing they speak is the negative. Then they think about it. 5 minutes later, they try to come back to the positive. There is a spiritual law called the words of first mentioned words. Watch what you say first, what come out of your mouth first. Be careful. You can kill, steal, or destroy a person with your words. Is there one? Just repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins. I want to make you, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Be the Lord over my life, Lord over my mind, body, and soul. Lead me and guide me. Lord, whatever I need, whatever decision I'm to make, I'm going to come to you because you are my Lord. Whatever situation, I'm going to come to you first to get the direction of how the decisions that I am to make, because you're my Lord. I need to bow down and honor you as my Lord. I fear you as my Lord and Savior. Jesus the Christ. The Bible says if you would acknowledge him as Lord and believe him on him in your heart, you shall be saved. Amen. Well, if you want more information on this church, go to our website, truecommunitychurch.com. Write to us at Post Office Box 158, Silas City, North Carolina. The zip code is 27344, USA. I'm Pastor Wilson for True Community Church, where everybody is somebody, and Jesus is our Lord.
Praise the Lord and welcome back. What a powerful word. And thank you so much for letting God use you. Now back with more gospel music here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Across the hill, and
She said, whatever you need somebody to talk to, when you need information, go to the old lady and tell her that I told you that she could give you information. And these little boys sat there for a little while. Then the oldest brother took his brother by the hand, and he led him across the hill. And as they walked down through that old country road, as they approached the top of the hill from where that old lady lived, they looked down in the valley, and this old lady was sitting there in that old rocking chair. She looked and saw these children coming. And when they got close enough to speak out, one of the brothers said to her, oh, Miss Mary, I remember my mother told me the day before she died, whenever we need to come to you for information, and we don't want to worry you long, but we just want to know, what can we do? What can we do that will help us to make it in this life? And the old lady looked around with a smile and took her apron and wiped her face and said, all you got to do, children, is let the Lord use you. Let the Lord lead you. And God will be your guide. And all I want you to promise me, where he leads you, I want you to follow him. I don't want you to go part of the way, but I want you to go all the way. All the way. All the way. All the way. Praise God Almighty. Go with him all the way.
Change. Things start to happen. What we plan, we don't care anymore. But Jesus is in the room, and whatever you need, if you need healing, if you need freedom, if you need deliverance, Jesus is in the room.
Hey.
He's in the room. Whatever you need, he's in the room. He's in the room. Whatever you need. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is healing, there is freedom, there's deliverance, wherever he is. Wherever he is, there's a testimony about to happen. Wherever he is, there's a testimony about to happen. Wherever he is, there's a testimony about to happen.
Get ready, get ready, get ready.
Get ready, get ready. There is a sign that one.
is only my strength. Oh, I hear your questions, and I'm closer than you think. I promise. I promise. And no, I won't let go. Opened up my eyes, and I'm losing my religion to be loved like a child. I promise, I promise, and no, I won't let go. I won't let go.
Father, You've already approved of me. And this is where I'm meant to be.
Testify of the battles you won, how you were my portion when there wasn't enough. Oh, I'll testify of the seas that we crossed.
even if you don't understand this, we're just saying he's faithful. Can we just lift our hands in the room and say it one time? Say it. Tu fidelidad.
Tu fidelidad. Tu fidelidad. Nadie como tú. Bendito.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
Gonna be with you always, but when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
For today, for this gift of breath and life, we give you thanks. For this church, this community, gathered here to worship, we give you thanks. For your creation, the changing seasons, falling leaves, we give you thanks. For your mercy, for your forgiveness, for your love, we give you thanks. In our weakness, we thank you, for your power is made evident. In our failures, we thank you, for your grace is sufficient. Even in the trials, through the struggles and pain, as you form us into who you want us to be, turning our mess into your message. Today and every day, we give you thanks.